delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
All right. Wednesday, glad to have you along for the conversation. Man, trouble at the DNC, eh? Did you hear about this? Everybody asked to resign. Tom Perez, the new chairman of the Democratic National Committee, has launched a major overhaul of the party's organization, which has been stung by recent crises. Now the DNC requesting resignation letters from everybody. Everybody must go. It's cleaning house. So they're trying to get everybody out. And apparently it's in an effort to clean up the problems left behind. This came after Perez's selection as party chair in late February. An advisor to outgoing DNC interim chair Donna Brazil, Lee Doherty, asked her employees to submit letters of resignation dated April 15th. That according to multiple sources. And you thought it was the Republicans. You thought it was the Republicans that had issues. Well, clearly, there's big trouble at the DNC, which after what happened last year with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the WikiLeaks issues, the fact that Debbie Wasserman Schultz had her thumb on the scale for Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders just gets you the idea that, well, we've got issues here. We'll keep an eye on that story as we move forward. Another big story right now, of course, is Donald Trump reducing the budget for the EPA and rolling back a whole bunch of Obama-era regulations on coal production and coal-fired power plants, the Clean Power Plan, now being rolled back with an executive order signed just yesterday. What does it mean? Well, on the left, it means the sky is falling. But for others, it means time to take a deep breath and focus on the truth. Tom Harris, Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition, joining us. Tom, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Steve.
Glad to have you back. So the Clean Power Plan, is the sky going to fall, Chicken Little, or is it just going to rain a little bit?
It's not going to do either. The Clean Power Plan was like something right out of 1984. You know, the only gas that it controlled was carbon dioxide, which even school children know is not unclean. So getting rid of CO2 doesn't make something clean.
Well, hold on, Tom. You're making quite an assumption there. Do school children still know that?
Well, in biology, they teach them that carbon dioxide is part of plant photosynthesis and that it's invisible, it's not toxic. You know, it's interesting because in submarines, we have many, many times higher CO2 than we do in our atmosphere, and there's no bad effects to the sailors. And in fact, in greenhouses, they pump in four times as high a sea level or as high as CO2 level as they have in the atmosphere, and the only result is not warming. The result is that the plants grow better.
Well, that's key. Three things that are going on. I mean, you look at the rainforest of the Amazon, for example. They're booming, and the tree growth is at rates that are unprecedented because three things: heat, water, and carbon dioxide make things grow at a rapid pace, don't they?
Oh, yeah. And in fact, Craig Itso, he's the head of CO2Science.org, a group that actually studies CO2 science and its effect on plants. He's out of Arizona. He was speaking in Washington just a couple of days ago, and he showed that there's been billions of dollars in increased crop yield across the world because of the fertilization of the atmosphere by carbon dioxide.
Well, here's the thing. You know, those on the other side, those being, you know, scientists like Chuck Schumer of New York, say that it's going to result in dirty air, dirty water, poisoning children. That's what's going to happen from Trump's executive order. I mean, the world's going to end, Tom, and damn it, if you don't believe it, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't really match real world experience. I mean, the EPA's own data shows that the total emissions of six major air pollutants, I mean, these are real pollution, like sulfur dioxide and nitrous oxide and soot and things like that, that those pollutions dropped 62% since 1980, even though CO2 emissions have increased by 14% in that time period. So in other words, using climate regulations, trying to control pollution through controlling climate or CO2, it's an expensive mistake. I mean, the data is just not there. You know, in the past, when they reduced CO2, when they increased CO2, pollution dropped. So, you know, you don't use a climate plan to control pollution.
Well, and so here it is. My question to you is, you've been watching Scott Pruitt at the EPA. You've watched President Trump issue some of these executive orders. This is just the latest, of course, because the waters of the USA was already tossed over the side, I believe. Is he doing the right things?
Oh, yes, and especially for states like Michigan, because you get about 46% of your electricity from coal, and the consequences of the Clean Power Plan would have been an average annual electricity price increase of 15% every year from now until 2030. And, you know, it's even worse for states like Kentucky or West Virginia that get almost all their electricity from coal. I mean, they would have been creamed. And yet, even Gina McCarthy, the previous head of the EPA, she admitted that it would have no impact on climate, but that we were going to lead the world to, you know, they were going to follow us and actually do the same thing to reduce climate change. But, you know, these other countries, like the Philippines and other countries, they've already said they're not going to follow us. And, in fact, you'd laugh at the quote from the president of the Philippines. He's not the most diplomatic
He's
fellow.
He's not the most eloquent guy.
But what he said this. He said, "You expect us to limit our development because of an agreement. That's stupid. I will not honor that."
Yeah.
So I mean, when countries like that, and China does it, you know, more diplomatically, but when they make it very clear they're going to continue to grow, continue to use coal, no matter what we do, then even if it were true that we affected dangerous climate change, and it doesn't seem likely, but even if it were true, our actions would have no impact.
I want to back up a little bit about something you said, because Michigan does get about 45% of its electricity from coal-fired power plants, but we're in the process of shuttering 20 of those or more between 2020 and today. But north of us in Ontario, that Canadian province got rid of all coal-fired power plants. To date, their electric rates have gone up 350% and are expected to top out at 500% increases from where they started before they started shutting down coal-fired power plants. 500, not 15%, 500, two zeros there.
Oh, yeah.
And that would
be
staggering. Can you imagine people that are living on a fixed income with a $100 electric bill and now it's $500, that changes things.
Oh, but Al Gore came up here, and he said that we were doing the best thing for the world, and the government wanted to lead the world on climate change. And that was the whole point of this. You know, back in 2002, we had a quarter of our electricity from coal, not as much as you guys have, and we got rid of it completely. And now we're leading the world in a wild goose chase.
So my question to Al Gore is, when he left from being up here, did he go back to the mansion in Big Sur, or did he go to the 25-room mansion estate in Tennessee? I'm just curious.
Yeah, and I assume he took the train.
Well, of course he did. The A train being the A-10, the Gulf 10 Learjet.
Yeah.
I'm sure of that. All right, so what do we need to do? I mean, here's the misconception. There's this misconception somehow, because I'm a conservative, I like dirty air and dirty water. Listen, I fish. I hunt. I partake in God's universe, and I'm a direct consumer of wildlife oftentimes. I care more about clean air and clean water than the average individual. But yeah, we get this hung around our necks time and again. How do we stop that from happening? I'll give you the last word.
Well, they should actually read Trump's order. I mean, Trump's order says specifically, very clearly, that their focus is on clean air and clean water, and that they're going to take actions to make sure that it continues to improve. But the idea that we can stop climate change, that we have to control carbon dioxide, a benign plant food, that's going to end. And that's what the actual order says. He goes on about clean air and clean water.
Yeah.
So, indeed, conservatives want that, and we want to do it properly.
Oh, and one more thing, Tom, before I let you go. Just remember, one of the greatest things created by global warming are those very great lakes you refer to, because without global warming, they'd still be big chunks of ice. Tom, always a pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Executive Director, International Climate Science Coalition, right here on The Steve Gruber Show.